It may just be a small town in Vermont, but voters in Jericho weighed in on town meeting day on presidential campaign ethics. The town voted to support state and federal efforts to require that future presidential candidates release their tax returns. The couple that started the motion encouraged other Vermonters to raise the measure in their towns, as VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports.
Bill Butler and Susan Harrett of Jericho have been leading efforts to get towns across Vermont to support financial transparency in presidential campaigns. The measure, as they introduced it in Jericho, requests that local officials express their support for transparency. More specifically, it implies support for pending legislation in the Vermont State House that would require presidential candidates to disclose their federal tax returns. That in order to be eligible on the election ballot. Elizabeth Bernstein spoke up in the Jericho town meeting, saying that it's important for towns to voice concerns when the federal government isn't doing something that citizens take for granted.
And this motion is saying, we want to know all of the financial dealings that the people who are running for the highest office in the land, we want to know what their financial dealings are.
In fact, all presidential candidates since 1976, except Republican Gerald Ford, have released at least one tax return. But not all Jericho residents supported the idea that the town should get involved. Ned Du Bois said the federal government already has requirements for what financial information candidates are required to submit.
And if the ethics committee doesn't desire to have taxes as a requirement for, you know, running for president, wouldn't they be the ones to ask, not Jericho town meeting?
Federal law does require presidential candidates to file disclosures about their sources of income, transactions, liabilities, and assets. And they must also release information about their spouses and dependent children. With three Jericho residents speaking for the measure to support disclosure, and two speaking against, the measure passed the town meeting on a voice vote.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Abstain. Can you abstain? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion passes.
The measure's advocate, Bill Butler, says it also passed in Richmond, Bolton, Williston, Worcester, and East Montpelier. He says it did not pass in Underhill. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.
And since that report was filed, the measure also passed in Worcester, Marshfield, Middlesex, and Peacham.